Yes, it is that time of the week as we get to the final weekend of the regular season. You know what we're doing a week from now?
We're in the playoffs now.
We're getting ready for the first game of the NLDS. And joining us right now to talk about it is our guy Scott France. He's sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. I believe in the car with them as they travel down to D.C. tonight. It's another special guest. Scott, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Hold up, Scott. Y'all driving? I mean, what happened to the charter plane? What's going on?
Well, we never take a plane to D.C.
Oh, yeah, that makes no sense.
It's not that far.
Yeah. Well, what about the train?
The team takes a train, but they went on Wednesday, and I stayed home.
Okay, I get that. So, Scott, I'm going to ask you, we're getting ready for the playoffs. So, my question to you is this, because we've been kind of kicking this
around. Is it about Nick Castellanos?
No, it's not.
Hughes still has not apologized to Castellanos, by the way.
Wait. I don't feel like I should apologize to a grown man.
Have you seen his numbers since June?
His numbers are phenomenal, and he's been playing well. But that's his job. That's his job.
I go to your question before we get into
that. That is his job. You made me forget my question now. No, you know what I want to ask you, Scott? Okay, as we get ready for the playoffs, who do you feel is the best matchup for us?
Next weekend, you're saying the first one?
Yeah, best matchup for us. Yeah.
I don't know that. I think we talked about this before. I don't really fear any of them. I think the National League is such that almost any team can make their case and have a little validity to it. A case why they could beat the Phillies or why they would lose to the Phillies. So. Mm-hmm. And I guess I could make that same case either way. I don't know if there's a best matchup. I think the Phillies are a really good, deep, complete team, and if fully healthy, they can certainly beat anybody on the board. I don't think there's any question about that.
Scott, this weekend, it's going to be interesting to see how the Phillies and the Dodgers play it. So the Dodgers are up right now one game. We know the Phillies have the tiebreaker if they end up tied. And, there's some elements to this that are kind of interesting. We don't know how the seeding is going to go below those teams, especially with the Mets and Braves situation going on. They have to play a doubleheader Monday, potentially. But, Scott, I would just want to have the one seed if I can. I'd want to have home field advantage. But we discussed it yesterday, and there's the other side of which is, like, if you get the two seed, you could kind of send the Dodgers and Padres to their own side of the bracket. How do you think the Phillies prioritize it this weekend in the balance between rest and going for that one seed?
I don't think they're going to necessarily – I mean, their guys are going to play because I think if there's a chance – I mean, if you win tonight, and let's hope we play tonight, if you got a chance to get on the board and get pull even, I think maybe they look at it. But I don't think they're going to take, say Nolan, try to stretch him to eight innings or Wheeler, and, go 110 pitches just because they feel like they got to win a game. But I think the big thing was getting the bye and getting that rest and being able to line things up the way they wanted to and not have to worry about the uncertainty of a quick three-game set. And beyond that, I think they just – I get your point, and, our special guest here and I were talking about it on the drive down. But and maybe you do want to send the Dodgers and the Padres over to their side of the bracket and let them battle it out. But at the same time, you got to go through one of them, if not, at some point. So get them and get it done, I do think they'd love to have home field as many times as they can. So they really believe in that.
Well, they should. They're 54-27 home. So the special guest, do you have T-Mac in the car with you, Scott?
I do.
I am.
Hey, T-Mac. Hugh T-Mac's with him.
I hear him. Haven't seen him in a while. He's been dodging.
T-Mac is actually the wheel man here.
Oh, he's driving. You trust him to drive?
Oh, yeah.
you trust T-Mac to drive, though?
Oh, yeah.
Is he 10 and 2?
Yeah, 10 and 2.
10 and 2. Is he 10 and 2?
Right now, I'm at 2 and 9.
That's good enough. Yeah, no worries on that. All right, Scott, as we move forward into this weekend, one thing that's changed this week a little bit is the return of Austin Hayes. I was at the game on, I guess it was Tuesday night, and I thought he made a few good plays in the outfield, including throws from the outfield. Scott, what do you anticipate, let's say, next Saturday? And we don't know the matchup. It's going to be lefty or righty pitchers. But Is Austin Hayes a platoon guy with Marsh? Has he worked his way back into being the left fielder because he missed so much time? What do you think about that aspect of the roster?
I think it's still an open question. I think it still depends maybe what they see this weekend. On the plus side, Hayes is running around pretty good. He's feeling strong. But again, he hasn't hit a whole lot. So I think they want to see him get as many at-bats as possible. I don't know what you think, Tom. I think it's probably still an open-ended question.
I definitely think it is. I think it's more likely that you'll see Marsh against left-handed pitching. It's not going to matter, for Rob. But I think it's Rojas that may be in question whether he starts in center field. But, I think Rob's kind of left it to for us to, wait a few days before he decides what he's going to do.
Yeah, we probably won't know until he puts a lineup out for game one or game two and we see if Hayes in there. I still like Hayes. I know it hasn't been the smoothest time here with the injuries and obviously being ill, but I think he can help this team a lot. All right, so let's look forward to the roster, what it could look like by the time we talk next week, Scott, in terms of who's on it. Do you have a sense of the amount of pitchers versus hitters they're going to put?
Must have read my mind.
It just feels like they have more good options for hitters, for bench guys, for potential pinch hitters late in games, lefty-righty stuff, compared to having to have an extra guy in the bullpens. Where do you come down on that, Scott? What do you think they might do numbers-wise for next weekend?
I think there's a good chance they go with one fewer pitcher than last year, especially in the first round when it's only five games. I mean, the way Rob has talked about it, it's definitely something they're looking at. I just think the idea that they have more bench options to make moves, if you do want to hit for Rojas or something like that early in a game, I think it gives them that idea that, maybe we just go with one fewer pitcher since it's a five-game series. I think it's something they're really considering. I don't think they would have considered it at all last year because I think they needed the pitching and they didn't have as many options or that they felt good about offensively. But I think they have more options they feel good about now.
All right, guys, let's end with the biggest question people have on their mind as we look forward to
where John Kruk is.
Yes. Is he in the trunk? Where did you keep him?
No, he actually drove on his own. We were a little worried. We're not so sure where he might be. T-Mac's got him on air tags, but we can't find him anywhere.
He got an air tag. That's
it,
funny.
He left at like 6 a.m. So because he was told it was a six-hour drive. So
who told him that?
Who knows who told him that, but somebody told him that.
Yeah, we got to set the odds on if he's going to be there for the first pitch of the game. I'm not sure about this year. What do you think? Do you think he makes it?
No, I think he makes it. That's just about it. Me and Kruk about on the same time because I thought they needed to take a plane. So, I feel kind of bad about that.
Yeah, you guys should travel together. Scott, next weekend, game two next Sunday, Nola or Sanchez? It feels like it's going to be one of the bigger things that they have to decide on. They're going to pitch two and three. It's a matter of what the order is. And what makes it so interesting is Sanchez has been so much better at home than the road. Nola, I think, could pitch in any environment. Scott, but the other side is that Nola's Nola, right? He's done this for years as their number two guy. Is that just his game? Where do you come down on that?
I mean, there's a lot of talk. And I think some of the things Rob has said publicly this week kind of lead us to believe we were talking about the same thing a little while ago that they're probably still thinking Nola too. I think the idea that if you feel like he's your number two, Wheels is your number one and he's your number two, then you throw him out there 1-2. They just go the first two games and you just roll with that. And I think what Sanchez did in New York last timeout in New York. I know he walked five, but he gave up the two runs right away and he settled down, I know he walked guys, but that was not a I'm scared kind of thing. That was a I can't find my changeup thing. And I think they feel like whatever nerves he might have had in years past or not being able to slow the game down in years past, they think he's grown up past that. But I happen to think game two, you're going to see Nola at CBP,
in the division series. But that's just my guess.
Yeah, we'll find out. And I think that's probably the likely one. We shall see. Scott and T-Mac, we appreciate you guys hopping on. Safe drive, and we hope you guys find Kruk before first pitch tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that.
We're going to try.
Take care, guys. Yeah, we'll talk next week, Scott. Thank you. There we go. Scott Fransky with T-Mac on the ride. Not the plane, but the ride down.
Yeah, I'd screw that one up. Because I forgot where they were going, and that was the first thing. I'm like, why are you driving?
Yeah, you would think most, I mean, I'm guessing most trips they take is in a plane. But no, they're driving. That was fun talking about those guys.